Stafford, deep downfield. He's got Kupp again. He's at the 10. 30 yards to win the game. Matt Gape boots it through. And the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth team,
looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
Well, that was just part of the drama that unfolded in the NFL playoffs yesterday. To tell us all about it is a senior writer at The Athletic. Lindsay Jones is her name. She's here for the McCafe Deluxe Iced Coffee Drive-Thru and enjoy the sweet taste of summer at McCafe today. Let's go all the way to Denver and welcome her in. Lindsay, thanks for your time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Take us through it. Have you ever seen anything like it? And was it the greatest weekend of NFL playoffs in history?
I mean, you know, you could make a really strong argument that it was. I've been covering the NFL for about 15 years. So, you know, I think during the time that I can certainly speak to it was because, you know, we had four games. This is my favorite weekend of NFL football every year. But this year it was just on a whole different level because the drama in all of the games, the fact that all four games came down to the final play, whether that was three field goals or a touchdown on the last possession of the game. I mean, it was intense. I mean, we had the biggest stars in the NFL playing this weekend, from Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and you had upsets and you had weather and you had, you know, we capped it all off on Sunday night with, you know, arguably the best game we've seen in postseason history, the Chiefs-Bills game that, you know, epic quarterback duel between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it doesn't really get any better than that.
No, it doesn't, Lindsay. I quite enjoyed just scrolling through your Twitter feed from yesterday's games. How did you consume the games? Because wherever you were, it was you know, it would have been amazing to have been at both games, which is impossible, yeah. I understand. But how did you consume them?
Yeah, so I was actually at home this week. We kind of were debating on our staff who was going to be where, and it just worked out best that I'd be at home and situation. So I was just kind of watching like so many other people were at home with my computer. The good thing about the way these games are set up, it's just one game on television, and you can have your laptop and Twitter and Instagram and your second screen going. And, you know, Twitter can be an awful place a lot of times, but it is the best place to be during live sports. And Saturday and Sunday, it was pretty epic. So it was really fun. It was just this giant kind of NFL community of people consuming these games together. But I did have a little bit of regret that I ended up not going to that game in Kansas City because it was so epic. But I enjoyed being able to, you know, kind of with everybody on the internet
and stay home and be warm. Now we're going to get into this a little bit later in the program, but where do you sit on the overtime rules?
Well, I wish there was a better system. The problem is I don't have that great solution. You know, I haven't, I'm not the one who's come up with the great plan, but look, I get that there's, you know, the argument that, you know, well, if it's just play defense, if you want to get the ball back, just play defense, just get a stop. Well, shouldn't the Chiefs have to play defense too? You know, it just felt like there has to be some sort of better, a better system here, because Josh Allen deserved a chance there, just like Patrick Mahomes deserved a chance 4 years ago when they were hosting the AFC Championship game and against the Patriots, and the Patriots won the toss. You know, when you get to this level of the postseason, it's almost all really good quarterbacks. And, you know, when you're in the regular season and some of these games go to overtime and, you know, you have average quarterbacks or bad quarterbacks or really good defenses, the stats even out a lot more. But what we've seen for as long as they've had this rule in place, that this system, you know, over the last 10 years or so, where you could win on a touchdown or the game continues on a field goal, is that most of these games are ending with a first drive touchdown because you have quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are the guys who are playing in overtime. So I just think that, you know, for fairness, for watchability, for the integrity of the game, each team needs to be able to have at least one possession to make it truly fair.
Lindsay Jones joins us all the way from Denver, senior writer at The Athletic, to take us through a crazy weekend of NFL playoffs. The storylines to come out of it, Lindsay, I guess none bigger than Tom Brady, and whether we've seen the last of him or not, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I ultimately, I think he will decide to come back. But, you know, at this point, at age 44, he'll be 45 for the next season. You know, he has a lot of things that he has to consider. You know, he has said that he wants to play certainly through being age 45. He's, you know, kind of made jokes, maybe half serious about saying, you know, maybe play till he's 50. So I don't think it's an age consideration at this point. You know, we've seen nothing over the last couple of seasons that give any indication that Father Time is catching up to him, that he is declining at all because of his age. It might be harder for him behind the scenes to, you know, get himself ready each week, and the recovery might be longer, and his body might ache a little bit more than it did 10 years ago. But, you know, we're not seeing that drop off that we typically see from older quarterbacks, the type of thing that we saw from Peyton Manning or, you know, what we saw from Ben Roethlisberger over the last couple seasons. We're just not seeing that from Brady. So I think what it's going to come down for Tom is to get away from the game for just a little bit, spend some time with his family, look at where the Bucs are at. Bruce Arians sounds like he's coming back for sure, but the Bucs are going to be going through a lot of changes. And what is that team going to look like around him? He's obviously the most important part of that. So if I had to put money on it, I'd say I bet he comes back. But, you know, it's only natural for him to want to kind of step back and take a little bit of time right now to assess exactly where he's at, his family's at, and his team is at moving forward.
And the other one's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, a crazy off-season and year for him. Does he come back to Green Bay?
I mean, I think Green Bay ultimately would be the best spot for him if he does continue playing football. I think the potential retirement stuff is even more real for Rodgers than it is for Brady at this point, because, you know, he clearly has a lot of other things away from football that he's interested in, things he wants to pursue. While he is incredibly driven and does love football, he doesn't seem to be as all consumed by it as some of these other, you know, all-time greats. So I there's just a lot that he's going to have to consider. I think it's his relationship with the front office in Green Bay, which by all accounts seems to be massively, massively better than it was earlier this season and dating back to last offseason and last summer. They seem to have, you know, mended some of those fences, at least, developed into a professional working relationship. They might not all be, you know, lifetime friends, but they're at least working well together at this point. And, you know, I think the Packers know that he is their best option. And now it's just going to be, does he want to keep playing? And two, if he does want to keep playing, is Green Bay what he thinks is the best situation for him? And ultimately, he may have to be traded. He's not a free agent. The Packers aren't going to cut him. So if they mutually decide that they need to split up, that it's time for a divorce, then where could he be traded and what could the Packers get in return?
There was a lot of talk last offseason that perhaps he'd be coming your way and the Broncos might make a play for him. Was that real talk as far as you were aware? Was that real that the Broncos were keen to make a play for him last offseason and perhaps again this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the rumor mill, the stories last year was that the Packers were never going to move him. There were teams and certainly the Broncos that would have been interested. And if Rodgers had truly been available last season, I think the Broncos would absolutely have been interested. I think they absolutely will be interested this offseason, among some other teams. The thing to watch right now is who do the Broncos hire as their head coach? Nathaniel Hackett, who is the Packers offensive coordinator, really good, close working relationship with Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the finalists. He's actually in Denver interviewing with the Broncos interview team, George Payton and company, as we speak right now. He landed on a private jet a couple hours ago. So it comes to Denver, that'd be some sort of a package deal that would make Rodgers want to come here. I still think that the betting odds should be that he ends up staying in Green Bay. But if there is one team that should be the leader that we consider, you know, from the rest of the field, I think the Broncos would probably be that other team to watch most closely.
Yeah, that'll be a watch this space. Hopefully we can enjoy the games before we have to get the Brady and Rodgers fatigue. I'm interested just quickly in, have you felt the rise of the popularity of the NFL from abroad, from outside the United States? Because the game has risen incredibly over here in Australia and in other parts of the world. Have the Americans felt that?
I mean, I think not as much over the last two seasons because COVID has made it harder to kind of have that international reach. But I do. I mean, I see it just like Twitter followers and some of those interactions. I, you know, on weekends like this, when the NFL is kind of king, it's reminding us just how entertaining the games are. You know, I'm doing an interview with the BBC later. So yeah, I mean, days like this, I definitely feel it. And we are seeing more of the like formal, international expansion with, you know, they're getting ready to play games in Germany and trying to set up these formal ties to, you know, different teams can market themselves in specific global regions and stuff. So you can definitely see it. And I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that people are enjoying it. I'm, you know, one of the things I'm interested in following more closely this offseason is the international player pathway program. It's, you know, we've seen more international players. I know Australia has had a number of those guys and probably a few who are going to be part of the kind of the tryout process this season. So, or this off season. So we do see it, and welcome. We're thrilled to have you.
We're happy to be on board. Lindsay, what's the, from a media point of view, what's the dream Super Bowl matchup? There's four teams left. The Chiefs play the Bengals, the Rams, and the 49ers. What would their dream scenario be?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's probably Rams-Chiefs of the final four, just in terms of potential fireworks and star power. You know, as much fun as the Bengals have been, they've been just such like a nice, surprising story this year. And as awesome as Joe Burrow has been, I mean, he is very quickly rocketing himself into that, you know, upper tier of quarterbacks and one of those guys that you just always have to watch. I mean, the biggest star left in this playoffs is Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, the more that you get to see Patrick Mahomes and put him on the giant stage, kind of the better. And then the Rams have really, they're having the Super Bowl or bust season. I mean, their team is just full of stars from Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Matthew Stafford and Von Miller and Cooper Kupp. So, you know, I think from like a marketing standpoint, from the potential of like a, you know, a Super Bowl that ends up being 38-35 type of game, I think Chiefs Rams would give you that option. The 49ers offense has not shown itself to be capable of that sort of offensive firepower this season. Their defense has played great. Jimmy Garoppolo is a complete wild card. You know, he could play great. He could play terrible. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a long way to say that.
Who wins?
The matchup, I guess, now is Chiefs Rams. I think the Chiefs.
Okay. Chiefs
have played themselves back into being the best team in the NFL.
Hard to go past them. Lindsay, a comprehensive update. Thank you so much for joining us all the way over here this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Crazy weekend of NFL playoffs. Like nothing you've really ever seen over a weekend of sport. They couldn't have asked for anything better with the close finishes and the storylines. Lindsay Jones, senior writer at The Athletic, talking all things NFL. Try a deluxe iced coffee at McCafe today. We're going to go and get ourselves a McCafe coffee right now.